A new COVID variant from South Africa has roiled the markets. Think shutdown. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 26th day of November. Thanks for being with us, and we hope our American listeners had a meaningful Thanksgiving. In other business news, Pfizer stock surged. And why? It's going to be harder to eat your fast food in the restaurant. Shopping online? Well, the FBI wants to warn you about scams. Oil prices took a beating today. Yeah, thank COVID. We've got the Wall Street Report and some surprises on Black Friday. And because it is Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in to chat about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Hope that you had a pleasant Thanksgiving Day holiday. Well, in the news today, the day after that American holiday of Thanksgiving, the markets were turned upside down because of a new COVID variant thought to be more transmissible coming out of South Africa. Fears of further economic disruption saw the Dow tank by over 900 points in a shortened trading day. I'll share all the numbers with you in just a bit. While the markets headed south today, one company stood out as a Citi analyst highlighted that vaccine maker Pfizer is capable of producing a variant shot in 100 days. The stock surged on that news, climbing by 6% or $3.11 to end the trade at $54 even. Fast food restaurants are dealing with changes in consumer trends and phasing out their dining rooms to make space for more drive-through lanes. Here's what several companies are doing. Eat This, Not That is reporting that this year Taco Bell unveiled plans to reach a footprint of 10,000 stores in the next 10 years. One of the biggest changes you'll see at these new Go Mobile Taco Bell locations are massive drive-thrus, followed by much smaller dining rooms that are then placed above the drive-thrus. At least 30 such locations will have been completed by the end of this year. Panera just opened up its first next-generation restaurant in Missouri last week, and besides double drive-thru lanes and new digital features, its dining room has gotten a makeover as well. The new location and any future Panera stores will have dining rooms that are about 5 times smaller than what you're used to. Burger King's Restaurant of the Future is a prototype set to begin rolling out this year. It's going to feature several novelties, massive drive-thrus, food lockers, conveyor belts, and in some cases, al fresco dining rooms. While some of the chain's new designs feature smaller dining rooms sitting directly atop the drive-thru lanes, others forego a traditional interior altogether and instead include only a shaded patio for on-premise dining. Not to be outdone in the way of drive-thru efficiency, McDonald's said last year it was also exploring an express restaurant model, which would forego the dining room and focus on drive-thru, takeout, and delivery services. KFC announced it was planning to slowly phase out its current restaurant design, that's been dubbed the American Showman, by the way, for one that puts less emphasis on dining in. It introduced 2 new designs that will drastically reduce its traditional dining rooms. One focused on drive-thru expansion in suburban areas and one with lesser dine-in capacity for urban areas where real estate is expensive. And finally, Chipotle opened a first-ever digital-only restaurant in New York. The location doesn't have a dining room, and its employees can't take in-store orders. Instead, customers have to place their orders through the chain's mobile app or website for pickup or delivery. You can expect to see this Chipotle set up to expand across the country in the coming years. Well, it doesn't matter if it's Black Friday or really any other day. More shoppers are shopping online. And the FBI wants you to know about scams. Inc. is reporting that scams are at an all-time high, and the scammers are getting even more sophisticated. This warning comes from the Albuquerque, New Mexico FBI field office, which says that online scams cost residents of that state alone more than $30 million a year. So here are some safe surfing shopping tips. Never click on links from unknown senders. Pretty straightforward, right? Beware of websites pretending to be legitimate retailers. Scammers have gotten pretty good at making their fake websites look a lot like the real thing, but you can usually tell if you look closely. Always look for the little lock indicating that you're on a secure website, and check the URL to make sure it matches. If you're on a scammer's website, most likely the URL will be something completely different. Sometimes the website isn't pretending to be Pottery Barn. Sometimes it's just a company you've never heard of. As a rule, if a company you've never heard of is offering a deal you can't find anywhere else, that should be a major red flag. If the deal seems too good to be true, there's a good chance it's a scam, and you might just want to stay away. You know, it's tempting to use gift cards or payment services like Venmo when buying online. The problem is, those forms of payment offer far less protection if something goes wrong. Generally, using a credit card online is a safer way to pay for purchases for two reasons. The first is that if a seller never ships your order, you can dispute the charge with a credit card company. That makes it a lot less risky since you'll likely get your money back if you never got your order. The other reason is that if a scammer steals your credit card information, most credit card companies make it pretty fast and easy to cancel the card and have a new one sent to you. Sometimes you can find great deals on sites like Facebook Marketplace. Now, the key is to only shop for items that you can pick up in person. And in that case, take cash. Never pay in advance for anticipation of having something shipped. No deal is worth getting scammed. Some online shopping tips from, who else? The FBI. Following the reports of a new COVID variant, oil retreated. Oil futures were slammed to 11-week lows on Friday, with the U.S. benchmark closing below the $70 a barrel threshold after the discovery of that South African variant. Traders dumped oil after the Thanksgiving holiday on fears of potential lockdowns and other restrictions on business and consumer activity that could hit fuel demand and as a result of the new coronavirus variant. What happened with oil today? It closed at $68.82. So how bad was it on Wall Street? On Friday, the Dow was off by as much as 1,000 points before settling down 905 points at 34,899. It was the worst day for the Dow all year long, going back to October of last year. Meanwhile, tech stocks didn't perform well either, with the NASDAQ off by 353 points to end the day and the week at 15,491, and the S&P 500 fell by over 106 points to 4594. The new variant has been detected in South Africa, Botswana, Hong Kong, and Israel, prompting some countries to put flight bans in place. Now, it might take days or weeks to assess the severity of the new variant, so the sell-off on Friday may not be an immediate opportunity to pick up stocks on the cheap. Not all stocks suffered, though. Healthcare stocks were up, led by manufacturers Moderna and Pfizer. And finally, there is this. Black Friday is set to look a little different this year as retailers grapple with worker shortages and the twin headaches of rising inflation and supply chain disruptions. In light of all this, a 1-2 punch, as Vox puts it, the annual sales event is unlikely to deliver many steep one-day sales. Seasonal discounts on items including electronics, sporting goods, and appliances are all much weaker than in past years, according to Adobe's analysis of online price changes. As of noon on Friday, shoppers had spent $5.8 billion online, or 7% more than a year ago at that time. And local stores are reporting a resurgence in business, which is also good for the local economy. Well, that's a wrap on the news. Click ahead for Jeff Pitts from Cityview. He's got stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. Have some fun already. You deserve it.